Long hours, extreme fatigue. You couldn't miss it in the faces of soldiers and refugees at Kabul Airport last month, and can't miss it now in the faces of caregivers and hospitals right around here. It just so happens that Washington State University Spokane is in the midst of a series of studies of how sleep deprivation affects people in high-stress, high-risk jobs. Correspondent Tom Bonsi starts our report in Tacoma and will end with a tip you can use.
Gina McCarthy is a respiratory therapist who cares for COVID patients in overflowing MultiCare Tacoma General Hospital. She says never in her 28 years in the profession has she worked hours like she does now.
I mean, I worked 84 hours in one seven-day stretch, so we're all working long hours, but I just know that everybody I work with is doing it. If I felt like I was being dumped on or something, that would be one thing, but I know the entire place is on the same page.
McCarthy says there's a we're all in this together spirit in her work group that keeps the caregivers going through incredible fatigue and emotional strain.
None of our vacations are getting approved, and I'm going to physical therapy on my days off because we're working so hard and we're working 16-hour shifts and we're exhausted.
16-hour shifts are not unique to Tacoma General. Labor unions say hospitals region-wide are understaffed to handle the crush of patients. Long before the pandemic, the potential for long shifts and fatigue to cause patient care errors was a concern in the medical community. Washington State University College of Nursing researcher Lois James designed a realistic experiment to explore the risks. She recruited nurses from two Spokane area hospitals to stop by her lab at the end of 3/12s. That's a common schedule where nurses work 12 hours on, 12 off, 12 on, 12 off, 12 on, and then get 4 days off.
What we did was we brought nurses into our simulation lab and tested them both on patient care scenarios and then also in a driving simulator to see how much their patient care performance, but also their driving safety, was impaired.
To evaluate quality of care, the nurses entered a mock patient room and treated a talking, coughing mannequin. The study results are encouraging for patients, not so good for commuters.
Nursing performance on the patient care scenarios overall, with some exception, didn't suffer tremendously. So in terms of kind of patient care, it seems that at least many nurses seem to be fairly resilient to the effects of fatigue.
However, James says she's concerned about nurse safety on the drive home. Especially nurses on the night shift risked running off the road based on their performance in the driving simulator. A new study now underway at WSU Spokane is measuring how well certain stimulants could help sleep-deprived people maintain alertness. This experiment is funded by the Department of Defense and led by Professor Hans von Dongen with backing from a big team. Assistant Professor Steve James developed lab simulations applicable to wearied warfighters.
So within this study, they come into my lab and they have a driving task and they have a shooting task where we have a modified M4 rifle that no longer fires bullets. It now fires infrared beams at a screen. And we asked them to identify friend from foe targets.
A couple more things. James says the closely watched live-in subjects will be kept awake for 24 hours beforehand. Some will get the benefit of caffeine pills, similar to a shot of espresso, prior to entering the simulators. Some will get a prescription stimulant named modafinil, and some will swallow placebos.
They start taking the pills every 4 hours to see if the stimulant supports their performance as they're being sleep deprived. One of the things that it's maybe important to understand is that it's really difficult to recover from the effects of sleep deprivation.
James says by the time you feel tired, it's too late to reach for that cup of coffee. He says it's more effective to try to preempt drowsiness.
So if you do feel that 3 p.m. slump on a regular day, have your cup of coffee at 2 p.m. so it's got time to get into your system and support you through that circadian dip in the afternoon.
James says the Sleep and Performance Research Center is also looking at fatigue risks in other professions, including long-distance truck drivers, taxi drivers, and in aviation. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.